Sabi and remaining awake. Is the same. Only three asabi established for 24 hours which can keep you awake even in sleep. What's the problem now? Again, you are asleep when you are awake. If you do three asabi for 24 hours, you will be awake when you are asleep. That will be the difference. He cannot understand what it is to remain awake in 2 hours of our meeting here, or what it entails cannot be described in a volume. To remain really awake is the greatest mystery of organic life on earth, and we are here interested in the life of man. And one should not expect subjective wisdom, which has been hidden for ages, to be easily understood. Clarity is something objective that can be experienced and which can help you to remain awake if you can observe it or keep it in observation from time to time. To be or to remain awake is a 24 hours a day endeavor, just as three SRB is making you consciously. There is no substitute for remaining awake as well as for three SRB. It is not mind or brain activity, and that knowledge cannot be substituted either. When any activity that hinders one from remaining awake or makes one forget three SRB is wrong activity. Stop thinking and be content to be. Awakening has many facets. Taste the wine, look at flowers, hear the music. It is strange, it is always quite close. It is an external consideration. Non-identification, non-expression of negative emotions, above all, transform all suffering. Oneself can be evoked during moments of great danger and amidst great duty. We are about 60 of us here, but when I'm reading the minds of 55 people or more is elsewhere. What I am speaking, you are comparing with something you have heard, you have read, whether it agrees with that, whether it does not agree with that. That is what your mind is doing when I am reading. With the result, you will not hear me. Automatic sound will fall on your ears, but you will not hear me. So my request is, make it a habit, your ears, to listen when I speak. It is not that you don't want to hear me, but our life is so automatic. We do not do anything that we want to do. When a master was asked, why is Buddha considered so great? He said, there is no difference between Buddha and you. The only thing is, when Buddha put on the robe, he put on the robe. When he went out begging, he kept begging. When he was eating, his mind was on the food. His mind did not waver. The whole trouble with us is, we are here, our mind is elsewhere. Since the link is broken, awareness is broken. Because awareness is mind, If your mind is not with you, your awareness cannot be with you. If your awareness is not with you, you are asleep. See, movement of the body, movement of the eyes, speech, we are so beautifully, so structurally made automatic that we can do 100,000 operations without the need of mind or brain. And we prefer to live that way. As long as we prefer to live that way, we and our awareness will remain always parted. They say the fool and his money is soon parted. I say you and your awareness is always parted. And if your awareness is always parted, you are unaware. And if you are unaware, means you are asleep. You can hear me automatically. You can talk to me automatically. You can reply me automatically. It needs no brain, no mind. So beautiful is this structure, the body-brain structure. We think that this automatic motions is life and is awareness. It's not. It's mechanical. If your mind is with you, even for a moment, you are awake for that moment. So when I read out, when I speak to you, let not your mind go elsewhere. Try to. Remember to remain awake. Remember to remain awake because this state by itself has no momentum. You understand me? This state of remaining awake has no momentum. It is not automatic. Your motions are automatic, but the state of remaining awake is not automatic. You have to keep your mind with you. If the mind wanders, you are not awake. So remaining awake needs some push, some momentum, some conscious effort on your part. Remember to remain awake. If you don't remember, what happens? Because this state by itself has no momentum. It is also important to know that 3SRB by itself will not go on because it has also no momentum till it has been established. No. One must make efforts moment to moment. When that state appears, experience it instead of talking about it. If you are awake and other people cannot see, then you are truly awake. We cannot rely on accidents to produce awareness of a higher order. To remain awakened is not a sensation. It is an immortal process. Each time you remember it, you produce a flash of eternity that will not perish. We are foolish when we value the tangible above the intangible. Remember your practice of 3SRB and remember to practice many, many times daily. One must not meditate under special circumstances and at certain times, but under all circumstances and each waking moment, what we have earlier described as meditative attitude. It is never possible to evolve without experiencing this state of awakeness. To be awake, we must be able to distinguish between wakeful sleep and being awake. You are in the state of wakeful sleep. You have to be awake. The self is always awake. The body-brain system knows sleep. I look through my eyes, not with them. You see, the sentence is, the self is always awake. When you don't remember the self, you are asleep. Because normally, you say, I have two hands, I have two legs. Like that you say, I have soul. Instead of saying, I am soul. See, so basically in your mind you think that soul is something different. You are only a box. I have, that is, I have inside me put in this box a soul. See? So you accept the fact that I am a box only. In which I have a soul. I have a soul. The very fact that you are a soul and not you have a soul, that mental attitude must change. So like some jewelry in a box, you think it is safe inside and forget all about it. Awareness has degrees, like the moon, from no moon to full moon. True or pure awareness can be divine, or otherwise, low awareness can be degrading, low and negative. Awakening is an emotional process, and friction must be emotional. Friction, that is 3SRB, can seem to be a curse, until we begin to realize the great idea behind it. What is it? 3SRB can seem to be a curse until we begin to realize the great idea behind it. What is the great idea? Immortality. When you take your last breath, it's all over. When you take your first breath, you are born. When you take your last breath, it's all over. You are living in sleep and you will die in sleep. You will be again born in sleep. And so, in your next life, just as in this life, you will not remember what you were this life, as you don't remember what you were last life. Because we live in sleep, we die in sleep, we get born in sleep. In our life, average life of 60, 70 years, for 60, 70 seconds, we are not awake. I don't know whether you hear me. Restoring the dead to life is the true meaning of remaining awakened or truly awakening others. We have within us the beginning and the end of creation. Awakening can or must originate in the intellectual center as well as in the emotional center. Talking about awakening is not awakening. It is beyond words. Time appears to stand still when one is truly awake. In the last paragraph we have talked about what is the great idea. The great idea is immortality. We call ourselves mortals. Mortals because we die and then we take birth. We die when awareness, even automatic awareness, comes to an end. If during one particular life you practice sincerely and earnestly how to remain awake, at the time of death, you still can remain awake. And that awareness continues till you are born again. And if that awareness is with you when you are born again, you have not lost your awareness from life to life. And that is immortality. The whole purpose of birth and death is to bring an death, to bring to an end the whole series of this birth and death. The end of the series of birth and death is to constantly remain awake, not only when we are supposedly awake, but when we are sleeping and at the hour of death. That is the whole idea of taking birth. That is the whole idea of dying. What do I need to do? The million-dollar question on your lips. When you eat, taste your food. When you listen, actually make your ears work. Your heart will lead you, and it knows what is right, if your brain does not interfere. In the end, nothing stands between you and the state of being awake but yourself. It does not mean being emotional is better than being intellectual. But let not being intellectual dry your higher emotions or suffocate them. My job is to get you or make you understand what I understand. Unnecessary talk kills the state of being awake. Silence is our business. Walt Whitman said, and now the profound lesson of reception, neither preference nor denial. Just accept what each moment offers. Also remember that to remain awake is a private business, not worth talking about. We are what observes and not what we observe. We are what observes and not what we observe. What observes one's body-brain system is oneself. No experience can compare with one's awakening. The great truth amidst the great lie, everything else is false. Is giving thanks sincerely, that is true prayers, a state of being awake? Divided purposeful attention is a state of remaining awake. Divided unconscious attention is sleep. And even not in the business of self-remembering is in wrong business. Do not sacrifice the state of being awake for anything else in the world, because everything else is secondary and false. To remain awake is over all and everything, the hidden meaning of life on earth. At a certain period in our evolution, the point in time, everything is nonsense. At a certain period in our evolution, the point in time, everything is nonsense. I talked to you earlier about the point in time. The point in time. The time. The cycle. If it starts in your life, that you should come to the path, you come to the path. If the cycle ends, you leave the path. If the cycle is long, you remain on the path for a long time. If the cycle is short, you remain on the path for a short time. The point in time, birth after birth after birth, you take more interest, you work more on yourself. And your awareness upgrades life after life. A point in time comes in a particular life when, without being told, everything else will appear false to you except remembering yourself. Except for that, everything else will remain, will appear false. But the point in time must come in your life. This point in time, when you will truly awake and find everything else false, you have no interest for anything else. Not destiny. I'm repeating again. This point in time, in whatever life, whether it is in this life or 2000 lives later, if a point in time comes in your life when your awareness is sufficiently upgraded and you are awake, where everything else appears false, unwanted, that moment is not the state. That moment you are working for. The material aspects of life are destined. To awake is for you to work for. It is not destined. Am I clear? Do I repeat again? There is a law of karma that applies to the material side of life, but to awake is not destiny. It is not that after 15 million years you will one day awake automatically. No. To awake is your hard work, your labor, your own labor. And that point in time will come in one life when you will awake if you have worked sufficiently on yourself. By the no amount of prayers, no amount of wishing and asking, will this point in time come in your life. To awake is entirely your own effort. If you don't put in this effort, you will not awake. Everything else is destiny. To awake once and for all time is not destiny. You will have to work for that moment, that glorious moment. You will have to work to awake. Understand me? It will not come to you automatically. You will have to work. How you work, in which direction you work, is of course left to you. But unless you work consciously to be awake one day, you will not awake. Please remember that. At a certain period in our evolution, that means life after life after life, the point in time, everything is nonsense. When you awake, everything else seems nonsense, absolute nonsense. Whether you get it or whether you lose it, it makes no effect on you because you are awake. And your whole purpose of life after life is to one day awake. You get my point? That sweeps everything away that cannot touch the quiet state of remaining awake. Do you understand this? And so, we can die consciously and be born consciously. The awake state is a never to be forgotten state. Saint Paul said, "Behold, I show you a miracle. We all shall not sleep." Humanity must remain under the law of accident because it does not know what is the state of awakeness. To be awake means that one is aware both of oneself and what one is doing or viewing. To be awake means that one is aware both of oneself and what one is doing or viewing. The whole creation groans to be delivered. Everything in nature is driven to exist but does not know where to go. You are not the role you are playing. You are not the role you are playing. Two things become apparent as one awakens, that there is truly no hope without the acquired state of being awake, and two, how great is this state. When intellectual types first learn about how to remain awake, they often speak too much. Speech destroys this state or the oncoming of this state. Although one must be emotional to awaken, does not require an emotional center of gravity. If you would rule all, rule yourself. Avoiding sentimentality does not make one insensitive. It makes one sensitive to finer states and to more noble values. People without substance require novelty. People without substance require novelty. Remaining awake frees one from the law of accidents. What a breakthrough it is when our ears begin to hear and our eyes begin to see. But results do not come easily. It builds character, sanskar, structure. Being awake is difficult. Precisely because it is a key to a new world. If one has true aim of remembering oneself, if one has the aim of remembering oneself, that is to remain awake, that is the first cause. Imagination that poses a denial is the second force, and fiction brought by higher forces is the third force. When two forces oppose one's mechanical life, one's higher aim can be met. One then understands the need of receiving outside help to awaken. It may be a painful experience. You remember to awaken, and by any chance, if you are awake, that moment of awakening is very painful, because you lose your automatic life, and you think, what a loss, your entire automatic imaginative, daydreaming, brooding type of life is gone. Suddenly you have nothing with you but your own self. As you are awake for a longer moment, you realize that what you have lost is nothing, what you have gained is everything. But for the first moment, it is very painful. Lord Krishna and Narayan, they were going across Ganga. Krishna said, oh, for a long time I haven't had a cup of water from the Ganga. So Narayan came down to fetch a cup of water. As he was filling up the cup of water, he saw a beautiful damsel. And she started talking philosophy with him, questions that he couldn't answer. And he sat by her and passed days and nights. One day there was a huge tidal wave in the Ganga, and the little hut and everything was washed away. And said, I lost everything, and suddenly awoke to remember that he had come down to fetch a cup of water from the Ganga. So when you first awake, you say, I lost everything. It is very painful when you first awake. If that moment continues a little, then you realize that you have lost nothing, you have gained everything. this, our present life, we have put so much value on it that you don't want to part with it. Not even for the sake of being awake. See, we have talked about three forces. If one has the aim of remembering oneself, that is to remain awake, that is the first force. Imagination that forces a denial is the second force. And friction brought by higher forces is the third force. When two forces oppose one's ordinary mechanical life, one's higher aim can be met. One then understands the need of receiving outside help to awaken. It may be a painful experience. Umar Khayyam wrote, when the dark angel with his darker draft draws up to thee, take that and do not shrink. This means that in material life one is made a zero, yet do not shrink. The awake state is sought eternally in books, external gurus and places. Remember yourself always and everywhere. The state of being awake is a nuisance to the body-brain system. The state of being awake is a nuisance to the body-brain system, which wants to live its own life and would rather have its own wishes. False personality is opposed to the state of being awake. The body-brain system cannot remember itself because the state of being awake is not mechanical and the body-brain system is mechanical. Contradictions exist within our body-brain system because we are not one. We have many brains, so much of our day is composed of our body-brain system, is wanton consumption of precious energy. It would be foolish to think that the state of being awake is easily attainable. Different subjects interest the different many brains or the different many parts of the body-brain system. Will the body-brain system ever give up the idea that it is missing something? And so it continuously seeks this or that. It will attempt to use excessive fear or doubt to undermine one's work. Simply correct the situation by remaining awake or keep the state of being awake. How can we accurately concentrate our sex energy? The sex center is a depository of energy in the body-brain system. Sex center is a mechanism designed to refine materials, including food, air and incoming impulses that come in as food. Its higher, invisible purpose is to be utilized in always remaining awake. The area shown in the diagram as 1-2 is the sex center. Do you all have a book with you? If not, you're at home. Have you seen the diagrams? The diagrams are here also. But in the book also you will find the diagrams. Have you seen those diagrams? At the end, will one of these diagrams come here? Can you pull it out, because these boys will be able to see better. See, these diagrams do you have in your book at home? Here at the end, you will see 1 and 2. It
put the bar over the blackboard.
Only for half a minute.
In the diagram, in the book, in the diagram, this portion, this is Mooladhara, this is Pratishthana, and the aerial mirror, continuous movement of energy between these two. This is your sex area. So selenium in your stage exercise, if you are doing that. This is the selenium or your sex area. What happens here? In the book you will see, many things happen here.
Yes, sir.
How many things happen here? How many things happen here? You see the book. One, first grade energy of the essence of consciousness. Sex sublimated, spiritual will. If you see the earlier diagrams, what will happen? Second grade of the energy of essence of consciousness. Slightly refined mental and emotional and sex energy, intellectual will. If you see further, the beginning, you read, third grade of the energy of the essence of consciousness, crude mental and emotional and sex energies, neutral will. See, there, in that area of the perineum, in the beginning, third grade of the energy of the essence of consciousness is created. In the second grade of energy is created. And finally, the first grade of the energy of the essence of consciousness is created. And will from neutral will to intellectual will becomes spiritual will. This is how internally, biologically, we improve step by step and come to that point in time when we first awake. Thank you, friends, put it. You see? So, it is a moment-to-moment endeavor. It is life from one life to another life endeavor. Continuously, so that biologically from within you change. Unless your neutral will becomes intellectual will, and later this intellectual will becomes spiritual will, nothing happens. Unless from the third grade of the energy of consciousness, the first grade of the energy of the essence of consciousness is not created within the biological system, we cannot awake. And as I said, this is not destiny. The point in time to awake is not destiny. It is purely your work. The work that you put in will one day create these biological changes inside. They will not come automatically by evolution. Even after 15 billion years more. If you want to remain asleep, you can remain asleep. If you want to awake, you can awake by your own efforts. It will not be a gift from God. No. You understand that clearly? This biological internal change is to be brought about by ourselves. And if these internal biological changes don't take place, you remain asleep, you cannot awake. Is that clear, friends? Sex center transforms energy into finer energy, ojas. Through the process of being awake. Wrong work misuses sex energy. One can use profitably sex energy by remaining awake for longer periods, preferably always. Sex, like religion, keeps a man asleep.
read always, again and again. Sex, like religion, keeps a man asleep. You go to the church, to the mandir, nothing happens. Your God is asleep, you are asleep. Nothing happens. To awaken, you must work, work, work. There is no other way. There is no easy way. On one level, sex energy is designed to perpetuate. On a higher level, it is intended to ignite by transmuting sex energy. Refer diagram 3A above and observe 1-2. This circulation together forms the sex center where precious energies of life, awareness and will are generated. It is the area of the perineum. If you observe diagram 1 and 2 and compare with the above diagram 3A, you will notice that a finer and higher energy is processed. The energy of the essence of consciousness. It is not consciousness itself. It is the energy for the formation of essence, an in-between ground between the body-brain system and the self. I'll read again. It is the energy for the formation of essence, an in-between ground between the body-brain system and the self. Param Satyam. The pure state of Satyam cannot create. If that state has reduced to a lower state of vibration, what we call tapa, divine wholeness, that state is able to create. That state, divine wholeness, creates divine fragments. Divine fragments means souls. Just as absolute cannot create divine fragments, and we need divine wholeness, an in-between step. So, between soul and between body-brain system, to know and to communicate, it will require a third in-between state. You get my point? If you create that in-between state, then you can take the next step to be in communication with your own self. That in-between state is called essence. Do you know what a conscience is? Have you heard the word conscience? You have heard the word conscience? You all have heard the word conscience? Do you have a conscience? You have? Where? No, don't. You see, we use many words without understanding what we mean. What is conscience? And what is essence? When a person slowly, over millions of years, progresses from life to life, gather some knowledge, whether moral or religious or whatever it is, it comes to a state when that person thinks he or she must not do this, must not do that. And normally he or she uses the phrase, he has no conscience. Because he does think that he or she thinks should not be done. He has no conscience. That is a lukewarm state of believing in religion, morals, ethics, duty,